Well, now everybody really doesn't like R. Kelly because now he's guilty. So
this wasn't like Michael Jackson, where there were still people that were coming out and being like, free Michael, we support you, Michael. And they loved him anyway. This wasn't that. I mean, the minute R. Kelly. No.
Walking up and down the street saying.
No, maybe like two fans. Yeah, maybe like two fans that are like, I believe I can fly. But mostly everybody was already on board with, you're a piece of shit. We're no longer supporting you. He doesn't really have supporters anymore. People stepped away from him pretty quickly.
So YouTube today took a step and removed his two channels, R. Kelly TV and R. Kelly Vivo, completely off their accounts. And he will be able to create any future YouTube accounts on their platform. So that's it. They erased him from history.
I think that's a good step to take when you're accused of sexually assaulting children. You know what I mean? I think I'm happy to see that they took a stance. I don't know what took them so long. I guess they're waiting for the guilty verdict because,
yeah,
you know, they do want to make money and they don't want to. I'm not going to say YouTube is not political, but I think they're trying to not get involved with that unless they absolutely have to. So a situation like this, but it's weird. Do you have a YouTube channel? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So you know, every once in a while you get a message from them where they're like, you know, we've updated our policy and it's something to protect children. So YouTube is always on board with making sure that they don't have a platform that is damaging the psyche of children or getting anybody to do something towards children that's going to be inappropriate. So of course, R. Kelly is off that platform and should be.
Okay. So the man is a douchebag. We know that. But should the art suffer? Just because he's an asshole, do we got to hate his songs?
Right. That's a tough thing because I don't think R. Kelly was as beloved as Michael Jackson, for example. He's a good example to use because, you know, there's still some people that are like, I saw the documentary. I believe those kids. I think something did happen. I think Michael Jackson had some whacked out personal stuff going on. But, you know, Man in the Mirror is a great song. I'm saying there's people that feel that way. And if you remember, as soon as that documentary came out, radio started pulling Michael Jackson songs left and right. Like he was persona non grata from radio. This is after he died. Mm-hmm. You know, they were starting to pull his music. So, you know, the problem is it's not that the art isn't good. It's just that the art is now tainted. And art, while it is subjective, part of art is the whole package now. It's not just the song. It's not just the musicality to it. It's the image it gives you. It's the feeling it gives you. And all of that stuff is tainted when you know somebody is a pedophile.
Okay, well, take the pedophile, take the rape out of the equation. Just really bad people. If you took really bad people, their music off of YouTube, I think there would be maybe four videos and they would all be Teletubby videos on YouTube. I mean, I don't think there's anything out there that somebody can't find a problem with.
Right. And, you know, and then it's like degrees of stuff. So there are certain things that are okay with us and certain things that are not. I mean, there was a big debate going on this week because, as you know, Chris Brown famously beat up Rihanna. It's no secret. He admitted to it. He went to anger management class. She forgave him. They actually did a collab together on Unapologetic. So she forgave him. So I feel like that sends a message to the fan saying, we can forgive him for this. He's done his penance. He's gone to anger management. He's in therapy. There, you have to have forgiveness in your heart. And if she's the victim, if she's the one who's saying forgive him, then you kind of have to forgive him. Well, this weekend, he was doing some performance and Lizzo was there performing as well. Ran into Chris Brown behind the scenes, like, you know, backstage, and was like, oh my God, Chris Brown, you're my favorite artist in the whole wide world. I love you. I love you. I love you. Can I please take a selfie with you? And somebody videoed this and a friend tried to jump in. She was like, no, just me and Chris. And she took a photo with Chris Brown and posted on Instagram and then the group and they posted on Instagram and that video went out there and people were pissed because they were like, that's great that Rihanna forgave him, but I haven't.
Yeah, he's still an asshole. You hit a woman, you're an asshole. I mean, I don't. And there's proof that you hit a woman. You're dead to me now.
No, he not just proof. He admitted it, and he went to anger management, went to therapy, and dealt with it. And I'm not making excuses for him because I don't know his whole story. But at the time, he was like 21. Now he's like 30 something. You know, do you get to a point where you eventually forgive people? Because Chris Brown is still making music, and he's making hate to say it, making really good music, really good songs, and people are embracing him.
Well, R. Kelly, nobody's really canceling him. Your Body Is Calling was a great song,
right?
Summer Bunnies was a great song. Am I supposed to hate that now? Can I not play that?
But that's what I'm saying. That's your own personal choice. You can play whatever you want to play. The question is, should he be canceled? Should he be taken off? He was taken off of radio for a while, but he kind of worked his way back in. People in the music industry still embrace him. So I think there's degrees. You know, if he was known as an abuser of lots of women and he had this terrible past and he wasn't apologetic about it, but that's not what happened. He went to anger management. He went to rehab, and his victim, Rihanna, forgave him and did a collab with him to say to the world, stop hating on this guy. Like, he made a mistake. We were young. It was terrible, but he's learned. Mm-hmm. So I think there has to be some room for forgiveness with some people. You got to take it on a case by case basis. Like, I think you can forgive Chris Brown and go back and download, you know, No Air, or that great song he did with, you know, Omarion. Like, Run It is great. Like, this is great songs. You can just get it on, get that on. But I think someone like R. Kelly, who is a known and accused rapist, I don't think you can support him, because anytime you listen to any of his music and it's supporting him, it's almost like saying what you did was okay and here's some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you should ever separate the art and the person, and I think you should. I mean, or there wouldn't be any music at all because everybody's done something.
I know. And we've done stories like this before on the show where we go back and look at people from back in the day before social media who did terrible things that would be so canceled now. You know, whether it was because they were inappropriate with somebody younger, or we heard something that they did to a fan or a woman, or drugs, or racist stuff they said, or, you know, blackface. Like, we've been hearing those stories. It's just that there was no social media then. So do you retroactively go back and cancel all of these artists who were offensive?
Yeah, then there is no YouTube. I mean, you're going to go to YouTube and, oh, look, there's four videos
of cats.
And then you tell your kids, there was once this cool thing called YouTube. What is that? It had videos on it, and now it's just cats and dogs but
YouTube, YouTube is really geared towards children in more ways than you realize. In fact, just recently I was in Michael's. I posted this on my Instagram. I thought it was so interesting. Remember, like, I don't know, eight years ago, when you and I used to make fun of all those ASMR videos?
There's a whole channel of it on Twitch, by the way.
There's tons. Yeah, of course there is. There's channels all over Twitch. There's channels all over YouTube of everything from beautiful women crunching things, beautiful women crinkling things.
Licking. They have licking now. They have microphones that look like ears, and they lick the ear. And then there's... I never watched this, by the way.
But yeah, you happen to know about, you read about it.
You told me about it. So that's what it is. There's two girls licking each ear, and you can have headphones on. I've never seen it. You told me about it. And it's not on Twitch.
But there was definitely like a fetish / sexual component to it. So I walk into Michael's, and they have these ASMR kits for children.
No.
Yep, because that's a thing now in kid world, where they take stuff and they squish it, or they do stuff with glitter, or they do stuff with those like squishy ball things, or, you know, there's ASMR for kids now. And I was like, whoa, we have really come very far.
And coming up next, at-home porn kit for kids. You can make your own porn at home.
Instead of OnlyFans, only friends.
There you go. And so you can, here's a camera and that's not good.
Right. Actually, the kid version of it would be like only fans, but it wouldn't be, it would be actual fans. Remember, you used to take paper and fold it and make like a fan with it?
Right.
Yeah.